Welcome to CSEK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CSEK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CSEK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CSEK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CSEK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CSEK News. On Friday, a local advocacy group called BV Clean Air Now, along with Conservation North, sent a letter to the Provincial Minister for Environment and Climate Change, George Heyman, calling on him to suspend the permit for the Drax wood pellet plant in Smithers. The letter to Minister Heyman alleges that NewPro, the former pellet plant proponent, misled the government and local communities about the kind of wood they'd use to make the pellets. Originally, the company set up the pellet plant to utilize slash piles and wood debris from forestry operations that would otherwise be left in the forest or burn up in forest fires, thus creating a value-added product and improving air quality throughout the Bulkley Valley and saving more than 1,200 slash piles from burning up each year and filling the valley with smoke. The pellets are industrial size, almost the size of a pop can, that are shipped to the United Kingdom to generate electricity in former coal-fired electrical stations to lower their dependence on coal-powered electricity. The permit was granted and the pellet plant went into operation. Since then, the pellet plant has been purchased by the Drax Group in the UK, and BV Clean Air Now says that the company isn't using slash piles at all and is using full logs to make these pellets, and that their permit should be suspended until the company can prove it utilizes slash piles, as well as how many slash piles it utilizes each year to make their pellets. Although the pellet plant in Smithers supports around 30 jobs in the community, BV Clean Air Now believes there is a better way to utilize slash piles and says facilities like the Drax plant is displacing pulp and paper operations in BC's north, which actually generates more economic benefit than a pellet plant. However, there are at least half a dozen of these Drax pellet plants in northern BC, employing hundreds of workers, billed as a renewable energy product. Still, BV Clean Air Now says what is being labeled as a renewable product may not be renewable at all. Today, we speak with Len Vanderstar, a local habitat protections biologist and director of BV Clean Air Now, about why he and others are calling for the closure of the Drax pellet plant. We reached out to the Drax's communications manager for Canada, Caroline Blier, for the company's response to the letter to Minister Heyman. However, they had to cancel at the last minute, so we'll be looking to bring you their reaction in the coming days. Stay with us.
My name is Len Vanderstar. I've been a resident of the Bulkley Valley since 1989, I work as a habitat protection biologist, so I practice conservation biology here throughout the Skeena region. I work now as a consultant, but I was with the government as a habitat protection biologist for 26 years.
All right, Len, thanks so much for being with us on CSEK News. So you're involved with a number of things, but earlier this week you submitted a letter and a press release from BV Clean Air Now just about some concerns around the pellet plant in town and calling on the provincial government to suspend their pellet license, their permit, basically. Tell me a little bit about one, how this came to be and about this letter to the minister.
Yeah, so it all started, remember that NewPro had a pellet plant here in Smithers, and they closed operations in 2015, and then they applied for a permit amendment under the Environment Management Act. And so they had a proposal to start up a wood pellet mill in replace of their particle board plant. So that went through a public consultation phase. So it included town council, and NewPro was saying that they would use slash that would otherwise be burnt in slash piles from forest waste And that would reduce the smoke emissions, particularly in the fall time when there's a lot of open burning slash piles, like some 20,000 piles plus between Burns Lake and Smithers every season. And we know what that does to air quality and health. So, and they also, they clearly stated they would use actual forestry slash, and we're talking about the limbs and, you know, stuff like that, and they would grind it in the bush and bring it over to the mill. So town council was given this presentation, and the public was involved, and it seemed like, well, if we'd rather not burn open piles, inefficient combustion of slash piles, if we're going to do anything, let's see if we can utilize this material, right? It's better than open burning. Mm-hmm. So there was a fairly unanimous endorsement, even by town council, saying, okay, we'll support this proposal. So, and a fair amount of public support as a result of that, because they brought in some pretty good technology for their smokestack emissions. So, you know, we knew it was state of art. So that was pretty good. So, and then the moment they got the permit, they basically flipped it over to a company named Pinnacle, who now has been bought out by Drax. So, which is the largest wood pellet manufacturer here in British Columbia now to date. So what actually happened is you go by the mill yard and you might see a little bit of the wood residue from sawmill waste from West Fraser's operations. But the bulk of their wood source is whole logs from our primary forest. Whole logs, not slash. There has been no measurable reduction of slash burning in the Bulkley Valley, as we were told they would do. And what we're seeing is grade four, which is generally a pulpwood quality type of log, going into this mill, 100,000 cubic meters of it a year. Mm-hmm. So there's a better use for that. And we're not seeing any reduction of our slash burning as a result of that. So we're saying, well, wait a minute here. You know, you don't say one thing through a permit amendment application process and get support from the public and town council and then go and do something different, altogether different. Our mission here is to reduce smoke emissions in the valley, improve air quality and quality of life. Yeah. And it was all around reducing slash pile burning, which to date, we see no measurable effect of that. So as a result, we sent a letter to Minister George Heyman, Minister of Environment, who oversees the Environmental Management Act, and asked that, in light of this, that we want to see the permit suspended. And there's a sequence of other questions, like asking, well, have you used slash? How much? And what measurable reduction have you made on that? Make them accountable to what they told us. And so that's what we're pushing for.
Pinnacle, or previously known as Pinnacle, has a number of these pellet mills across the Northwest. Why are you just focusing on Smithers? Is this a particular issue with the logs that they're using? Are other pellet plants elsewhere using slash piles? Is this happening anywhere?
Yeah, so Pinnacle sold all their operations to Drax. Okay, so now it's Drax. And yes, the problem here is that we have to go at it at a case-by-case basis, okay? So during their permit application to change the plant from a particle board plant to a pellet mill facility, we're focusing on what we were told here in our area, that this is how we would reduce smoke emissions by using slash. So it was through that public consultative process that was asked by the ministry of the company to do this. That's where we have to focus on. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, yeah, the Burns Lake pellet plant, that Drax one, they're using 200,000 cubic meters logs, 200,000 logs, or I think it's 200,000 cubic meters a year going through that mill. Mm-hmm. So it's quite substantial. And then, you know, there's one in Houston as well, and they emit a lot of smoke. They don't have the same technology as this particular plant here, but it's all about reducing slash burning. We're basically been hoodwinked. It's a matter, and that's out of principle. So we've also asked the minister to consider amending the act, saying that if a company says one thing and it gets approval for a permit based on that, and then they do the exact opposite of that or something substantially different, then their permit should actually be not just suspended but canceled.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's not how public processes should work.
You know, you mentioned the stacks there, like the technology that they use, and clearly the technology that is in this plant is much better than what New Pro had, you know, in terms of their press board plant there that, you know, used formaldehyde and all kinds of glues and whatnot. So a lot of, you know, emissions, not just smoke coming out of there. So it's probably reduced, you know, those emissions to a certain degree. But there's also economic question here as well, like the employment of this facility. So how do you kind of square those issues, especially with a small community? You know, we all rely on having some sort of job or industry or whatnot in these small communities, and we've seen mills closing elsewhere in the province. So where does that come into play? Like how do we kind of square this to make sure that they are using slash, so we can keep, from your estimation, and keep this plant open if they're going to use the slash rather than whole logs?
Okay, so that's a loaded question. It's got three angles. So first of all, we don't need to generate the slash in the first place. We're only generating the slash because we're clear cutting. Okay, we don't need to clear cut our forest to generate the slash. That slash, a lot of it's standing trees that are not quite merchantable, that get knocked down. I mean, you could leave those trees stand and can utilize them in 20, 30, 40 years again, right? So protect the advanced growing stock. Don't generate the slash in the first place. And most importantly, you don't need to generate it, particularly in forests that are self-perpetuating, that are like shade-tolerant stands like we have in the higher elevations, the fir trees or cedar trees or hemlock trees towards Hazleton on the coast. We don't need to clear cut those forests. That's it. That's not forest management. That's forest exploitation. First thing, don't generate slash first place. Okay. The other thing is, if you're going to generate it, let's utilize it. Okay. So Seton Mill up the road, great example of that. They're using grade 4 logs. They make cants out of that, and they ship these cants over to Asia, and then they use them for all kinds of building products. That's the same material that's going into the pellet plant. Now, if you look at the jobs per cubic meter that Andy and his mill are generating out of Seton, far exceeds anything you'd ever see with a pellet plant, okay? This huge thing about jobs. And then I've just got a call from a unionist out of Vancouver, and they're picking the story up in Prince George, and they're concerned about jobs, okay? Because they're seeing pulp mills close. Well, this is material that can go to pulp mills, a lot of this, right? Because a lot of this is grade 4 pulpwood. So none of the pulp logs that are being harvested in basically in Skeena region, like I'm talking Burns Lake, Houston, Smithers to the coast, none of that's going to Prince George's pulpwood. Mm-hmm. The only stuff that's going from here to the pulp mills in Prince George is the sawmill residues, like, you know, chips and sawdust, right? Mm-hmm. Well, why isn't that going to Prince George, like to the pulp mill? So that's better employment per cubic meter as well. So they're asking questions like, why are we doing this when we have better revenue to the province and more employment associated with that? And then there's the whole thing about climate change. We can get into that discussion. It's a little bit of a corollary to this discussion, but I think we should touch base on that with some time remaining here in this interview. But yeah, I can get into that one.
Yeah, I mean, again, I guess just finishing that off, you know, there are some jobs associated with this for the community. Again, how do you square that? You know, knowing that if it gets shut down, you know, those are jobs that are going to be lost for the community.
Let me think of something. This industry is highly subsidized. Okay, so we had the government promise, this is when Doug Donaldson became Minister of Forest, okay, and Doug was pushing for this as well. We had an election promise by the NDP government that they would charge a carbon tax on slash burning, okay? And we chased that promise for 3 years, and we got nowhere with it. What the government that decided to do, they met with the industry, and they created this with society called a Forest Enhancement Society, and they put millions of dollars of our taxpayers' funds into that, okay, to subsidize any wood that's considered grade 4, the pulp wood and or potential you know, pellet plant wood, subsidize their hauling of that wood and to bring it over into the mill to make it economically viable. We're subsidizing that industry. Mm-hmm. Not only that, in Europe, they consider these burning wood pellets green energy. Now, I'll tell you how green it is, okay? So the Drax mill is a Drax power plant in England, okay, is a electrical power plant generating facility. It's a coal generating facility. So they want to get off coal. So they said, okay, well, the majority of our production facility will be wood pellets, they said. But Drax is sitting on a right on a coal field. There's a reason why they built a plant there. They're sitting right on a coal field. The material is right there. So I'll let you, when you burn coal, you actually generate less carbon dioxide, less CO2 than burning wood pellets per BTU. So a British thermal unit. So the same amount of energy, you're actually generating more CO2 burning pellets than you are coal. First problem. So what do we do? So how do we solve our climate crisis? Well, let's just log more forest. Well, how absurd a concept is that? We build the roads, we've got to develop it, we log the forest, we subsidize the wood here in British Columbia to bring it to the mills, okay? I'm not too sure what the subsidy arrangement here is with the Smithers plant, but a lot of these plants are subsidized that way. And then we grind it, okay? And the grinding, by the way, is supposed to be in the bush for this plant. That's the problem. They grind in town. Look at the noise and the disturbance of the neighborhood. They're grinding the wood here, not in the bush that they promised. And then we put it on a train, we ship it to Rupert, put it on a ship, we go all the way down to the Panama Canal, down the Pacific, cross through the Panama Canal, go all the way up the Atlantic Ocean to England, put it on another train, ship it to Drax so they can burn it to generate electricity. And by the way, they use natural gas to dry the pellets here, which is more CO2 emissions. Now, you want to call that carbon neutral? Oh, by the way, and you produce more CO2 than coal. So, and they're getting millions of dollars, I think it's dollars of European Union subsidy because it's considered green energy. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is we're further liquidating the remaining primary forests across North America.
Len, just the last thing briefly before I let you go. The letter was sent to the minister. You issued a press release and obviously are calling for the suspension of this permit. I guess, where does it go from here? Are you hopeful that this will be heard by the minister and that this permit will actually be suspended?
We'll hear from the minister, but it all depends on how the public and town council perceives our request, whether, you know, they rub it off or they're seriously thinking, hey, you know, maybe we should do something. I don't suspect the minister will suspend the permit, but they may look at the Environmental Management Act and see what they need to change on that. But we need to make it known that people need to be made accountable to their actions. And if we just sit there and say nothing, then, you know, well, I might as well apply for a garbage dump and open up a nuclear a dump facility. What the heck, right? Maybe different purpose. But there's one question you asked around the closure of NuPro. And VOCs. Now, VOCs is called volatile organic compounds. We were more than happy to see that mill closed because they use formaldehyde-based binders, okay? Like formaldehyde, urea formaldehyde or other types of formaldehydes. They're binders to glue the wood together. Now, when you have it in your house and all that's fine, it's dry. But when they are drying these binders, this is the VOCs that were coming out of these smokestacks here in Smithers. Now, Dr. Biz Bastian was wondering why we had higher cases of, you know, respiratory problems like asthma or COPD. They found out a lot of males less than 40 years old were getting heartbeat shifts, arrhythmia, I guess, big factors. And there's like, we had high incidences of brain cancer along Railway Avenue. So I went downstairs and I asked my colleagues, I said, like, hey, like, do you have regulations on what's allowable in terms of volatile organic compound release? And they go, no, there's no regulations in the province around that. I said, you got to be kidding me. So I went on the computer and the net looking around, and the only place in the province that has VOC regulations is the city of Vancouver. So it's like, wow, we've got some serious problems here. I mean, this stuff could be very much carcinogenic, right? And we're probably seeing some of that. And then definitely respiratory diseases. So we thought, well, this is not a healthy situation here. And guess where the wind's blowing from? Mm-hmm. It's blowing mostly from the south to here. So we were more than happy to see the conversion of the plant. But what we're told is completely different than the reality we now see today.
Okay, Len, we'll leave it there for now. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dad.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.